The scale of the damage from the volcanic eruption and tsunami in Tonga is slowly emerging. The death toll has risen to 3. There's extensive damage and a thick layer of ash covers the entire island nation. Tonga's government has managed to provide its first update since the weekend disaster, confirming all homes on one of the small outer islands have been destroyed, with waves rising up to 15 metres. Rachel Mealy reports.
The government of Tonga says the small nation is in the grip of an unprecedented disaster. Satellite images show the extent of damage. Thick volcanic ash blankets homes and buildings. Jonathan Veitch is UN Resident Coordinator for Tonga and head of UNICEF's office in the Pacific, based in Fiji.
Our priorities remain to establish communication, immediate shelter needs and supporting access to safe water.
The runway at Tonga's main airport was covered in ash from the volcanic eruption. Jonathan Veitch says the cleanup is progressing, but it's still not ready to accept aircraft.
The ash has proven more difficult to clear than was expected. We thought that it would be operational yesterday, but it hasn't been fully cleared yet because more ash has been falling. And so they clear about 100 or 200 metres per day, I gather. Which means they should get there today.
He says the first aid to Tonga will arrive by sea on board Australian and New Zealand Navy ships. HMAS Adelaide is currently in Brisbane and the UN understands it will be ready to depart for Tonga tomorrow.
The good thing is that those ships not only have a lot of supplies on them and they carry also a lot of our water and sanitation supplies that I'm pleased to say were picked up in Brisbane yesterday. But they have the ability to provide clean water, desalination plants on the ships. They can clean water from the sea, and they're also carrying a lot of potable water as well.
Jonathan Veitch says communication with Tonga has improved a little. He's been able to send text messages to colleagues on the ground, but phone communication is still unavailable. New Zealand's Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta says the Tongan government is preparing to evacuate some of its outer islands, bringing those people to the main island while the recovery operation continues. She says Australia and New Zealand are coordinating support for Tonga.
Power has been restored to much of the island and also over time likely to be food, medical supplies and support. So we have provided that assistance, that offer of assistance. We have two Navy vessels going up today to be able to take some of that support. And we also have our HERC ready to go over to Tonga as soon as the main international airport has been cleared, as soon as the runway has been cleared.
New Zealand's Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta ending that report from Rachel Mealy.